And welcome to the Sportscast, February 28th, 2018. We have Ryan Krista on the line. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Santiago.
The world of sports, it's always something going on, and today, sadly, Matt Forte has retired.
Yep, yeah. Gave 10 good years at the end of his lifespan of a running back. Usually about 3 to 4 years, so they have 10 solid years in the NFL. That's a very successful career. His best years obviously with Bears during the Jay Cutler era, almost got to the Super Bowl. Definitely not a Hall of Famer, but you know, a solid NFL career.
Yeah, he definitely had a good career. He also was on my fantasy 1 year, and he helped me out a lot.
He was versatile. He wasn't just a running back. He was also caught a lot of passes out of the backfield, too. Just kind of a tough player for the defense to match up with, definitely in his prime.
The Jets release Wilkerson after falling out in 2017.
Yeah, they could really get a long-term contract with him. He probably wants big money. He's probably, but he's not really in a Jets long-term future. They got a great player in Leonard Williams, you know, who can play his spot. The Jets are still in a really good spot. They got a good young defense. They believe that they don't need Mo Wilkerson. Reason why they're going to make a run at him. Like I said, their defense is. The defense played well last year. Can you get a solid quarterback play for 16 games? That might be the difference between them making and not making the playoffs next year.
Last night, Dwayne Wade, vintage Dwayne Wade, came out and gave the big shot. How about that?
Scored, what, 15 of the last 17 points for the Heat?
Yeah.
He was. It looked like a 2004, 2005. Dwayne Wade, you know, it kind of signified Wade is back. Dade County is now Wade County, you might say again.
Back to the NFL, Bears also cut quarterback Glennon after one season.
What a foul experiment that ended up being for you, they go out, they sign Mike Glennon's big contract. What did they do?
Yeah, it's something that it's kind of like, you know, right now you're seeing a lot of cutting. Free agency is in 2 weeks or less than 2 weeks. And I think we're, you know, like we're seeing some moves. And but yeah, back to the NBA. Sorry for.
Sorry, I actually saw, I think Jonathan still got cut by the Panthers today also, too. So. This is kind of the time of the year where you see a lot of long-term players who aren't in the long-term plans of teams getting caught. More or less for their future, too, you know, because they're probably throwing them up. The Panthers obviously have Christian McCaffrey. He's the long-term answer. So it just happens to maybe a chance to go to another contending team to play on a short-term contract.
Yeah. And have you heard of any future cuts that might happen soon?
I haven't heard anything other than really today's kind of that day. All of a sudden, everybody's announcing, because you still have a solid 2 weeks before the league year starts, and that's when all the cuts become official. But you'll see a lot of, in the next 2 weeks, you see a lot of organizations deciding who is in their future and who is not in their future, and you know, there's a free agency. They got to, you know, there's a give and take. There's a hard sell at that. So you can't keep everybody.
The New York Giants has a number 2 pick, and I heard they might trade it. But I was talking to a Giants fan the other night, and he was saying that, you know, there's a chance they could pick a quarterback.
How many more years can Eli Manning do this? You know, last year that Eli got benched, you know. it sounds like they're going to bring Eli back this year, but I thought maybe towards the end of the year that might have been Eli's swan song with the Giants, and he might go off to another contending team, but it looks like they'll bring him back at least for this year. They drafted a quarterback in the middle of the late rounds last year named Davis Webb from California. I don't think that's probably their long-term answer, but a guy who probably get a look to. Would not be surprised if they take a ready-made quarterback like a Josh Rosen, who they could throw right on the field very soon and kind of put that team on his head. Because you've got weapons on this team, you know. It's interesting that no team took more steps backwards last year than the Giants. I don't know if there was an organizational issue. There's always a lot of drama with Odell. Can they get him a long-term contract? There's a lot of questions regarding new GM and coach to figure these things out.
Yeah, and I heard another situation where they do need is running back. So they could always use that second pick for a good running back. After seeing these past teams,
names written all over that, Santiago.
Yeah, because you know you're seeing the Jaguars and the Kansas City Chiefs with their rookie running backs and how it's been so good that they might do the same.
Yeah, they definitely got very little production the last couple of years out of the running back position. Because we just talked about, they do have Eli at least for this year, it looks like. Franchise running back, and then go next year and draft your quarterback, or do you draft try to get back in the first round and draft a great quarterback? Again, this is up to the priorities of the new GM and coach. You know, how close do they think they are to competing their championship?
Yeah, you're right, and they got a new coach, and the Giants are a pretty serious organization. The fans want more.
And also they got Pat Shermer, who is kind of a quarterback friendly coach. So it would not be surprising if they went out and drafted a quarterback this year. Pat Shermer had a lot of success as an offensive coordinator in the Vikings the last couple of years. So would not be surprised.
Now switching in sports to soccer, the NASL is canceled for the 2018 season. What are your thoughts?
It's a sad time in American soccer, we can say, Santiago. They just kind of work out that deal. They lost their number two status and the U.S. Soccer Federation, and just a lot of things have gone downhill. They struck gold a couple years ago and got that number two status over the USL, and I don't know if it's a financial issue with a lot of their teams. Is it just a league issue? Something's got to be figured out here. It'd be nice to have some of those franchises maybe go into the USL next couple of years that are still financially stable.
What have you heard about the Rochester Rhinos? How are they doing financially, and what do you think they'll do?
Well, it's sad for my hometown team I grew up going to so many games. This year they have decided for financial reasons to take a year off, and they will reevaluate their situation for the 2019 and 20 season. There's a lot of people around here just assume that they may not be another Rhinos team in the near future. This is a team that Soccer Town USA not that long ago and now build a soccer stadium, and ever since then, all of a sudden, the fans stopped showing up. There's not much momentum in the community for this team. This once was a proud soccer city, and now, we don't have much in the way of professional soccer. We've lost our indoor team, our women's team, and now our men's team.
Soccer is a challenge here in America, I think. There's some cities that are doing well, but I think it's still a challenge. You would think it would be different by now, but sometimes it's just, now with the US not going to the World Cup, they might not even get the 2026 World Cup. So it's been a little bit a interesting season, maybe a desert, but I hope it recoups and.
But I think MLS for like this unique situation where, it's booming. They found their niche, they built these awesome little soccer fans in these communities that, that support them, where they don't need to fill up a football-sized stadium, but, they've got these, they found their niche in these certain cities, and it's nice to see some passion and, when you watch these games and you see the electricity in the stadium, and now we just need to start growing some homegrown talent so then on the international side, we can represent this country, of 250 million people plus in the international games.
Yeah, and it's still growing. I think we'll see what happens. Promotion regulation is not on the horizon, has been talked about for the past couple of months.
You know, it's not enough. You've got, in England or the EPL or, leagues like that where you got three or four different leagues connected to one league, with regulation, and you've got all these cities that may not be in the first division, but they could support a first division team. A lot of these teams in the USL, they're small little cities. They could never handle an MLS franchise. They wouldn't be able to support it. So it's not on the horizon. It's not something, I don't think will work here in America.
Yeah, it's the system's just so different. We're unique in different ways. So it's maybe not now, maybe later, but it's just a whole different diaphragm and and
If you could split the MLS into, two leagues, one or, first division, second, and you have those teams going up and down. But you can't, other than that, I just don't think that's going to work here in the United States.
It's funny. I've heard that concept or that format. Grow the MLS, which I think, and then to split it in two, which I think is a good idea. It might be MLS plans, but I've heard that rumor for a while. But you don't think it will work out either way.
That's the only way I can see working out. You can't tap into the USL. Like I said, it's a lot of small, cities play in small cities. They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the stadiums. They don't have the ability to bring in, a major sport and support it for, a long season. Especially, here in what, like you say, Rochester, it'd be hard to support an MLS team in an outdoor stadium. How, to go to the games in, March through November, December, we'd be okay in the summertime. I can't imagine a lot of people going outside in the 20-degree weather to watch soccer,
Yeah, I mean our weather is very similar to Russia, but in England the whole pattern weather is kind of is perfect, but over here it gets Arctic in January. So
It's, we get fans that come out once a, week, a couple times a year, maybe to go watch a football game. I just can't see it multi times a year, people going out and stuff, not great weather conditions to go watch a soccer game in some of these cities, And that's just my opinion. I want to see soccer, I love soccer, but, you got to be realist too when it comes to the, because you want the best product out there for representing, our top league in America. Because you want the best players in the world, hopefully, eventually, to come over here and play, not just in their twilight, but in their prime.
yeah. Well, that is it for soccer. Predictions: Houston at the Clippers tonight.
What is it for? Punches thrown.
The first.
It's in Los Angeles. The Rockets, they're hot. What, 13 in a row? I don't see them losing tonight against the Clippers.
You think Houston can win the West?
every day I'm getting a little closer and believing that. It's what you got with the Warriors. Are they really giving it their best every night right now? I think the Rockets are, definitely, because they haven't had that chance, you know. None of those players have really tasted that championship. Well, you know, the Warriors have been there 3 years in a row, winning 2 championships. You could have 4 years. You remember the Heat, you know, with LeBron James, you know, they got that complacency. You see it in the Cavaliers, you get to the middle of the season, and they may not be focused every night, you know, especially on a road game and a back-to-back. You know, you see that in the Warriors. It's hard to tell right now because you haven't seen the Warriors in a while really play that complete game like you've seen them in the last couple of years in the regular season. But, yes, I do. And going back to your question, yes, I do think the Warriors or Rockets can compete with the Warriors for 7 games.
And keep in mind, they do have a Ariza. So Ariza does have championship experience. So maybe he can give that boost for the Rockets.
Ariza is that glue guy, you know. He's not a star. He kind of fits them. He shoots that 3 ball at a pretty good rate. Leadership, you know, with us, you know, aligning with the stars of like Paul and Harden, Gordon. I feel like they're poised, you know. Mike D'Antoni is an underrated coach. He's been some good defensive minds, and they seem to be buying in on the defense. So that's really what I had to see. I knew the Rockets could score with anybody, even just as much or even more than the Warriors. But what makes the Warriors great when they're going to stop, the Warriors can get a stop. But can the Rockets in the clutch playoff game get that stop?
There you have it. The Rockets have a chance, according to Ryan Krista. Random question. What job you would not be good at?
What job?
Yeah.
I would not be good. I would not be a good doctor because I do not like a lot of blood.
That's a good answer. And what would you tell your 15-year-old self?
Never give up on your dreams. Keep working hard.
There you go. Never give up. Rockets don't give up. Giants don't give up. And the Rhinos don't give up.
Not giving hope on the Rhinos, that's for sure. Hopefully I'll see them here soon.
Ryan, how can people follow you?
They can follow me at Twitter, the Mad Dog Report.
Mad Dog Reports, basketball, football, and soccer, and a little bit of golf, right? You cover?
Maybe once in a great while, but you know, keep up with the NBA and college basketball for sure this time of year, and a little bit of Penguins hockey.
When does March Madness begin?
This is the last week of the regular season, so next week would be what we call Championship Week, which I think is the second greatest week of the year, followed by the Grand Week of the year, and the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. We are less than 2 weeks away from Selection Sunday, March 11th.
And that will be on TV?
Yeah, CBS.
By the way, like I was reading an article, these tech companies can take over live sports eventually.
Oh, yeah. very, very soon we'll be watching games on watching most of our games on our
YouTube. Our works now, so. All right. Well, Ryan, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
All right. Sounds good. One last shout out to my wife, Minnie, and my son, Clee. Love you both.
Bye-bye.